The Trump administration has ordered a review of national monument boundaries as part of its broader effort to expand U.S. energy production. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum issued the directive Monday, requiring federal officials to submit plans by February 18th on how to comply with the order. During his first term in office, President Donald Trump reduced the size of two monuments in Utah with abundant coal and uranium resources nearby, calling their federal designations a, quote, massive land grab. However, former President Joe Biden later reversed those changes, restoring protections for both sites. The legal authority of a president to alter existing monument boundaries remains uncertain and is part of a pending court case. Litigation challenging Trump's previous monument reductions was still ongoing when Biden reversed them and has never been settled. However, the Supreme Court has affirmed a president's ability to create national monuments under the Antiquities Act of 1906. Meanwhile, Interior Department officials declined to say whether any specific monuments are being targeted and stressed that no decisions have been made. A coalition of national monument advocates called the federal agency's move sneaky and unpatriotic, as oil industry groups have praised the new Interior Secretary's recent order.